Today begins a new feature on Allegheny Mountain Radio, the Monongahela National Forest Marlinton White Sulphur Springs District Rangers Report. In this first report, new District Ranger Cindy Sandino introduces herself and talks about her vision of the National Forest.
Well, hello everybody. My name is Cindy Sandino, and I'm the new District Ranger for the Marlinton White Sulphur Ranger District on the Monongahela National Forest here in beautiful West Virginia. I thought I'd start today by maybe giving you a little bit of background about myself. I actually grew up and went to school in Indiana. I'm a Hoosier by birth. I started my career with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, Division of Fish and Wildlife, where I worked for a couple of years before I went back to school to get my master's degree in wildlife biology. Once I received my degree, I got my first job with the Forest Service, and that was in southern Indiana on the Hoosier National Forest. There I worked as a district biologist and eventually became a forest biologist, and it was on the Hoosier that I was first introduced to caves, to karst, and to bats, and that's a love affair that continues to this very day. From the Hoosier, which is where I met my husband, we actually moved to the Monongahela National Forest in 2008, and at that time I served as an ecologist up in Elkins, and I was working mostly on terrestrial systems, but I also got to work a little bit with aquatic systems. And while we were in Elkins, I took on the role of the National Cave and Karst Coordinator for the Forest Service, and held that role until moving to our regional office in Milwaukee. We were there for about 3 years, and during that time, I served as the Threatened, Endangered, and Sensitive Species Program Lead, but there was this voice that just kept talking in the back of my head. And over those 3 years, that voice just kept getting a little bit louder and a little bit louder until one day I couldn't ignore it anymore. So I finally listened, and that's when I realized that the mountains actually call. So when this position came available, I knew I had to return, and we were really fortunate to be able to return to the mountain state. I was born a Hoosier, but I became a mountaineer. I've worked for the Forest Service for about 17 years, but I do it because I really wholeheartedly believe in the mission of the Forest Service, which really boils down to caring for the land and serving the people. So I basically have two responsibilities. The first is that I'm a steward of your national forest, and the second is that I work to make sure that the national forest is providing for your needs. So that probably sounds pretty easy, but that's really kind of where the challenge comes in, and that's why I love the job so much. The National Forest was originally established for two reasons. The first was to provide quality drinking water for people, and the second was to provide timber for the growing nation. And so over the last 100 years, that's really expanded as the public has asked for more. So Congress responded, and they changed our mission to include some other things: recreation, range, providing timber and water, of course, but then also making sure that we provide good habitat for wildlife and other things. Right now, my focus is getting to know more about the district and the resources that we have, but it's also about reaching out to the community to find out what you want from the National Forest. So being able to provide all of those different services where they make sense and in the right balance. And so one of the things that we've really been focused on here in the last couple of months has been flood restoration work, trying to get our roads and trails repaired from the storm that we had last year. And so one thing I just wanted to mention today is that we have two brand new positions. They're going to be open this Friday. The first is a laborer position, and the second is an equipment operator. And these two positions are going to work on our construction and maintenance crew to be able to go out and repair those roads and trails. So I hope you'll go and check out usajobs.gov to find out more. But just to let you know, the laborer position is one that requires a lot of heavy physical effort. You're going to be out in the field using heavy power equipment and common hand tools. You have to have a valid driver's license for that. The second position is the equipment operator, and that position does require a Class A CDL license, a commercial driver's license, and that's one that's going to run a lot of heavy equipment. So you'll be working on maintaining ditches, road shoulders, and things like that. So it's great to meet you all today, and I hope you'll consider some ways that you can be involved in the National Forest.